A so-called protest vote is happening today in Michigan's primary. Here's CBS's Aaron Navarro.
The group Listen to Michigan, that's the primary organization that's been pushing the uncommitted movement, the vote uncommitted movement. They set the mark of 10,000 votes that they would like to see.
Congress is getting down to the wire to avoid a partial government shutdown this week, but House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says they're making progress.
We are making real progress on the appropriations bills that are scheduled to lapse on March 1st. And I'm cautiously optimistic that we can do what is necessary within the next.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it! To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Ice, cold, blooded. Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Snaps off another three. Booked it! Oh, my goodness! Don't wake him up, Greg Kaminsky! A single game school record, 43 points. I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
From Assembly Hall in Bloomington, Indiana, welcome to our Badgers pregame show. Greg Gard's group back on the road tonight in Bloomington as Wisconsin takes on Indiana, a Hoosiers team that has dropped four straight in eight of its last 10. The Badgers have won two of their last three, protecting the home court in recent games against Ohio State and last Tuesday against Maryland, in between a road setback to the Iowa Hawkeyes. Badgers trying to get one on the road for the first time since late January when they got past Minnesota at the Barn, 61-59. The Badgers still jockeying for position, second place, well within grasp. They'll take on Illinois on Saturday, but first up, the Indiana Hoosiers here tonight. We're about an hour away from the opening tip. As always, we'll check in with head coach Greg Gard. We'll also talk with Jack Janicki, a redshirt player this year, freshman out of White Bear Lake, Minnesota. But coming up, we'll hear from Jesse Temple of The Athletic. He's next. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
This is the Badgers pregame show, Wisconsin and Indiana at Assembly Hall here tonight, joined by Jesse Temple of The Athletic. A week between games for the Badgers, but Jesse, you were at work late last week posting a story on The Athletic about Kirk Penny. Badger fans well aware, UW Athletic Hall of Famer, was a terrific player, obviously, for first Dick Bennett, Brent Soderberg, and then Bo Ryan's Badgers. What'd you learn in talking with KP and what he is bringing to Wisconsin, particularly on the offensive end of the floor this year?
Yeah, well, that's what's so intriguing about what Kirk Penny has brought here in his first year in this role is he's the special assistant to the head coach, Greg Gard. And you hear that job title and you have no idea necessarily what it means. But you're right, Matt. He's become a de facto offensive coordinator, studying and evaluating how this team can get better. And I think it's clear from his 15-year professional career and what he did at Wisconsin that he knows basketball. But the way he's implemented it this season is a big reason why Wisconsin offensively is having one of its better seasons in a long time. Certainly from a scoring perspective, the most the Badgers have had in 30 years. They've implemented this ball screen continuity offense, which is something that he ran as a player when he was with Maccabi Tel Aviv about 20 years ago. And the scouting that he does is notable. And also, if you ever watched at the end of practice, he is always there working on three-point shooting with the guys. And that carries a lot of weight because of how good he is at that. So he's brought a lot to the table here in year one. And when I talked to Greg Gardner about it, he certainly hopes he's able to expand it in year two.
Yeah, and kudos to Greg because for accepting, wanting new ideas. He likes pushback from his staff and or just new ideas. It doesn't have to be confrontational. You don't have to have great debates, but he was thirsting for knowledge for the international game and all of that. So I don't know if all coaches would do that, but Greg is one who does, and it's really helped his team.
Yeah, I'm not sure if all coaches would do that, but that's one thing I will absolutely say about Greg is, to me, he strikes me as a very progressive college basketball coach. He's willing to do whatever it takes to get this program in a better place. And we all saw last season the need for more scoring and more efficiency, and they certainly have that this season.
Well, the Badgers were more efficient, in particular from the free throw line last Tuesday against Maryland, 28-31. Max Klesman with a big three and then was clutch at the foul line in the closing minute. He is many things, and I guess Indiana would use the word agitator, maybe at the top of the list, given he scored 26, 20 straight in the game against the Hoosiers, and also there was the flagrant two against C.J. Gunn. But we talk about a lot of areas with this team. You need Crowell, you need Chucky. Pretty obvious. Klesman, too, is one of those guys that when he is scoring at a good clip, doesn't have to be great, but at a good clip, then this team just becomes that much better, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You obviously cannot expect what he did against Marquette in one half every game. He was just shooting out of his mind. But offensively, he brings a lot to the table. He can score in a variety of ways. He's aggressive, and when he gets to the line, he shoots it at a pretty high rate. The thing about Max that stands out is, you don't always need him to be that guy to give you 18 to 22 points. Now, while that's great, even if he gives you 6 points, he's going to be defending the other team's best guard. He's going to be out there on both ends of the floor being very aggressive, and he's an emotional leader for this group. So he is one of those pieces to the puzzle that's going to help Wisconsin get potentially into March with a deep run.
It looked like John Blackwell was closer to form in the game against Maryland, the first game back against Iowa. You look like a guy maybe hadn't played in a couple of games. You seen the same thing? Did you see the same thing last Tuesday?
Absolutely. Didn't play a ton of minutes because he struggled with foul trouble, ended up fouling out, but gave this team 9 points. And he was doing a lot of that before he got hurt. A true freshman to come in off the bench and give you about 10 points a game is not necessarily what you expect. But we saw in a couple games when he was hurt how much that can impact the rotation. And obviously, it allows some of the starters to get a few extra minutes of rest. But John Blackwell has been such a great addition for this program this season. And they're going to need everybody healthy for this stretch run, including Kamari McGee.
You surprised that Indiana has struggled as much as it has this year?
I have. And as we're having this conversation, Indiana's coming into the game on a 4-game losing streak. They were 6-6 in Big Ten play and in a great position to try and do something in a league that is very muddled and has a lot of teams that just beat each other up. And now they're sitting there at 6-10. I don't know. I think Indiana just has always carried with me a certain level of clout because of what you remember about them. The problem is they haven't necessarily been that on a consistent basis of late. But if there is good news or a silver lining, it's that in the Big Ten, anybody can beat anybody, which we have seen all season long.
Yeah, no doubt. Yesterday, or I should say Sunday, an exception where the road team actually won
three of the four games. That's very much an exception to the rule this year in the Big Ten Conference. He's Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Stay with us. Coming up, our Badger Spotlight. We'll check in with Jack Janicki in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Continuing with our pregame coverage, time for tonight's Badger Spotlight, and we'll visit with Jack Janicki, the freshman out of White Bear Lake, Minnesota. He's a preferred walk-on. He is redshirting this season. Make no mistake, this is a guy with promise. He turned down a number of scholarship offers to walk on to the Badgers program. He was a prolific scorer in high school, more than 2,000 points. Really started to impress programs, including the Badgers, with his work over the summer. We asked him how this first year as a college student athlete is going.
I don't think you can really prepare yourself for this because obviously everyone here is used to being on a high school team where they're the guy and a lot of people look to you for a lot of production, but I've had to, unknowingly, I've had to sort of adopt a new role that's of like adding energy and effort every day because I have to treat practices more like games and I have to treat off days like days where I have to get better because I'm not playing the game, so I have to focus on other things. But that's been more of a maturing process for me that I think in October, if you would have asked me, I would have been like, this is really difficult, but I've embraced it and I've gotten a lot better this year and I'm excited for this team to keep doing things and helping them and then excited for the future as well.
And for Badger fans who don't know, this guy was a prolific scorer, 2,000-plus points, and really impressed. You opened a lot of eyes, I think, collegiately in the summer, right, in camps and all that.
Yeah.
You had a lot of options.
Yeah.
What eventually made you decide to land here at Wisconsin?
I think, like a lot of Minnesota guys, there's just a lot of friends. I have my older sister goes here. Some of my best friends went here. My aunt went here. So I knew the school was where I wanted to be. And then I also thought, like, this is about as big time of a program you can get recruited to play for. And all the work that I put in over the years is to eventually play at this level. So I sort of knew the PWO preferred walk-on tag would kind of, like, I'd be missing out on offers, but I also knew that eventually I would want to play at a school like this, so I might as well start working now and build great relationships and go to a great school, and I've not regretted my choice once.
I was looking back at an interview you did with Evan Flood, who spends a lot of time talking to recruits, and it was I was struck by something you said. You were out at a camp at a Pac-12 school, which is, we'll be general there, and you were tired. You did you had to fly all the way over here.
Yeah.
I was thinking sometimes, you know, they say fatigue can be an enemy, but maybe in your case it was a friend, because you came here and you lit it up, didn't you?
Yeah, I think I was out in a school in Stanford, two schools, and then flew back here for that elite camp that a lot of kids do, and I'd sort of gotten invited by Coach Crabb to come to that elite camp. So I flew with my dad back to Minnesota and then drove in the middle of the night with my mom to Madison and then sort of just gutted out a camp where I was like, I'm tired. I'm really just trying to get through this. I'm going to play as hard as I can, play with nothing to lose, had fun, had a great time, and sort of developed a relationship at that camp and then kept talking to them for a couple weeks and ended up making the decision.
That's why I say sometimes fatigue is a friend, because you were too tired to even be nervous.
I was too tired to be nervous or too tired to overthink. Yeah.
It's interesting. I was talking with Carter Gilmore recently, just describing this team, and it's part of the makeup and part of the beauty of the Wisconsin basketball program. But there are some guys who are stars coming in. There are others that, you know, whatever the number of stars, three-star, whatever. He said, we got a bunch of guys with kind of an underdog mentality.
Yeah, for sure.
And I get the impression that you view it that way yourself?
Yeah, I completely agree with Carter on that. I think you could look at, even some of the guys on our team that are having a very good season statistically and production-wise this season have at one point been overlooked. But I definitely agree we have a lot of guys on this team that are very good players that might not be recognized for what they are, but they also realize that they can reach a common goal with a bunch of dudes that share a common identity.
And for fans who will be getting acquainted with your game, you've been a one and a two, right? In your basketball life. And that's something here. What you see yourself as more of a two, probably?
I think my biggest development or where I need to develop is size and shooting. And the way I'm thinking about those things has probably been to play the two. Just becoming a lot bigger and stronger to guard some of the twos that we play against, like guarding a guy like AJ, which is another reason why practice is great. But I would say I could be a two, preferably. That's probably my most comfortable position at college. But saying that, I also think that if we need someone to bring the ball up in a particular game, like I can do that as well. But I think mainly two.
They talk here about positionless basketball.
Yeah. So becoming more positionless everywhere, and I think I could do 1 through 3, and hopefully keep working with Schneider to maybe even guard a 4 if that's that's what needs to be done. Yeah.
Speaking of him, Jim Schneider, you mentioned you want to continue to to get bigger and stronger. You look bigger and stronger than the guy I saw here in the summer. You feeling that way? That work starting to pay dividends?
I feel like just the weight room has been one thing, but also just like getting on the court and feeling some of these much bigger bodies, more aggressive players is like, oh wow, I kind of need to like play stronger and get stronger. So it's been strengthened. Like I've been physically stronger in the last couple months. I've gained 10 pounds, but it's also like mentally, like I gotta like fight with these guys and be mentally stronger as well.
And that's the Badgers' Jack Janicki, the freshman out of White Bear Lake, Minnesota. We'll take a break. The Badger Notebook is coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jam from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jam.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people gonna say, oh man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
A Badgers pregame show continues. Wisconsin and Indiana tonight at Assembly Hall in Bloomington. Time for our Badger Notebook with Patrick Herb. Well, a week between games, and now buckle up. Four games left in the regular season, the stretch drive, and a lot of jockeying for position. A lot to play for here for Wisconsin, not just for the Big Ten tournament, but for what follows in terms of seeding possibilities.
No question. There's so much in front of this team, which is the fun part, you know, compared to last year where you're looking at bracketology, just trying to find every inch of like, I think we can get in if this happens. So now it's different. Now you're trying to position yourself. And Wisconsin has reached 10 Big Ten wins, the 20th time in the last 23 seasons. No other Big Ten team has had that consistency. So now I'll allow Big Ten seeding talking. We're about into March now, so there's four games left. Wisconsin's trying to clinch that top four seed, which would give them a double bye, not starting until Friday. Very important for a tournament where like that, where you're going to have to win multiple games and on no zero rest. So Wisconsin's 10-6, one game behind Illinois, 11-5, for second place. They have a matchup looming on Saturday, as we know. Wisconsin's currently tied with Northwestern at 10-6 for third place, but the Badgers have the tiebreaker, beating the Wildcats in the only meeting. Nebraska's a half game back in fifth place right now, but Nebraska would have the tiebreaker over Wisconsin. They split head-to-head, but the next tiebreaker is how did you do against the top of the conference, and Nebraska got that win over Purdue. Now the Badgers go to Purdue on March 10th, have a chance to do that, then the tiebreakers get all hairy. But for now, Nebraska has that tiebreaker. Very important when you're talking top four seeds. Even more important if you're trying to talk top three and maybe get on the opposite side of the bracket from Purdue. Beyond that, Michigan State, Minnesota are two games back. Badgers have the tiebreaker on both of those teams. So if you're looking at games this week, what to pay attention to, keep an eye on Northwestern at Maryland tomorrow night. Root for the Terps. Minnesota at Illinois. Root for the Gophers, and then also tomorrow, and then Nebraska at Ohio State Thursday. Go Buckeyes.
One thing I've noticed about this group and maybe recent years, like historically players say, worried about ourselves, we don't scoreboard watch. These guys are aware. They know they're basketball junkies, and they kind of know. Brian, when you were playing, was it, I mean, you won the league in 08. But when it got late, did you start to look at, okay, we could use this team to lose, you know, we need to take care of our business? Did you start to pay attention to that?
I know I did. I know we all did a little bit, absolutely. And I think it was just part of what, because when we came down to it, we knew we needed to get a win in Indiana. We knew we needed to get some help because Purdue had beaten us twice. So there is some of that when you look at what you have to do, and then you know that some help would help your journey kind of get to where you need to get to give yourself a chance or a better chance at winning a Big Ten tournament.
And two factors that relate to that, Matt. One, the standings are posted in the Wisconsin basketball locker room. They have been for years, 25 years or so, yep. And they're updated by the managers. So it's not done to scoreboard watch. It's done to take pride in where you are and to know that that there's a chase if you're not in first place, and if you're first place, how close the pack is on your heels, right? So that's one way that it's in front of them all the time. The second one is times are different now. The way messaging comes to these athletes is so different. When you played, you'd have to go find the paper.
The paper? I'm not that old. Jeez.
You read the Badger Herald. No. You read the Badger Herald.
Go find the paper. Go to ESPN. Holy buckets here.
Twitter didn't exist.
No.
Facebook was a child.
Yes. The internet.
You know what I mean.
Goodness gracious, find the paper.
You are trying to deny it.
Much more readily available now. No doubt about it. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Back in 1942. Absolutely. Hey, Patrick, real quick. Here we got a couple of minutes. Refresh our memory. Badgers going for the season sweep against Indiana. We know Max Klusman had himself a night, but he had help as well, didn't he?
Yeah, it was maybe the Badgers' best offensive game. It was also Indiana's worst from a defensive efficiency. Before I do that, I do want to remind people, Wisconsin has won 8 of 12 in this building, best in the Big Ten over that span, and that's so relevant because prior to 0-2, when Bo Ryan and Greg Gard here, the Badgers had lost 22 straight in this building. So it's incredible how things have flipped. But yes, looking back at January 19th, the Badgers had 91 points, scored 1.4 points per possession. 1.0 is kind of where you want to be. Anything above that, you're doing okay. 1.4 is absurd. And Wisconsin made 69% of their twos, 13 of 17 on dunks and layups. 17 shots at the rim, making 13 of them goes a long way, but they were also efficient from the outside, 10 of 21, and they shot 86% at the free throw line, 25 of 29. Going back and looking at that game, they really confused Indiana with some of their screens that the Hoosiers tried to switch and had trouble communicating switching back, and it was a masterclass by the Badgers offensively in that game.
Yeah, it was. Indiana was just horrible. I mean, there's just no way of putting it nicely. I mean, they were horrendous. They didn't know what they were doing. They didn't communicate. Now, a big part of that, though, is when you look at what Indiana didn't have, they didn't have the shot blocker where. And that changes their defense dramatically because now all of a sudden you're able to get to the rim. So that's what's different in this
definitely,
game.
Definitely.
And Patrick mentioned the Badgers' success in this building. Wisconsin has beaten Indiana 24 of the last 28 meetings going for the season sweep this year here tonight in Bloomington. He's Patrick Herb, and that is the Badger Notebook. More of our pregame coverage is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Known for their durability and performance, ANCO wiper blades are the reliable choice for your vehicle's windshield. ANCO effectively clears the rain, snow, and debris with ease. You want dependable visibility? Then choose the trusted choice, ANCO, for smooth, streak-free wiping action. Easy to install and compatible with almost all models. That's ANCO brand wiper blades. Now on sale at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. And thank you for shopping locally.
Hey friends, Mott's Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese. You know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There's nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
From Assembly Hall in Bloomington, Indiana, the Wisconsin Badgers taking on the Indiana Hoosiers. Wisconsin 18-9 overall, 10-6 in Big Ten play, winners of two of their last three. Mike Woodson's Hoosiers 6-10 in conference play, 14-13 overall. They have dropped four in a row and eight of their last 10. Badgers trying to string together some wins. They beat Maryland last Tuesday at the Kohl Center and are back in action. Tip time 1/2 hour from now. Stay with us. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. We're back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Where you commit to walking 3 miles or doing 30 minutes on a bike every day in December.
You know, that's good. That's a decent goal. I have that goal. You know how many days I've reached it in the last month? One. Obviously, exercise produces endorphins, and endorphins make us happy, and happy people don't kill their husbands.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shootaround.
Back at Assembly Hall, joined by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Well, when we talked to you after the Maryland game, you said you weren't going to give him consecutive days off. You've kind of turned away from that philosophy. So a little bit of rest, but still a lot of good work in this past week.
Yeah, no, I thought it was good. I thought we timed it out well to, you know, we took the day after Maryland off and they came back and had 2 days in of one day of really focusing on ourselves, then started, you know, prep for tonight actually on Friday. We were able to take Saturday off and then use Sunday, Monday to put the wraps on preparation for tonight. But I thought it was good. We got a lot of time, you know, a lot of time on the court, a lot of shots, a lot of in-game situations, which as you get to this time of the year, you typically have close games. So, you know, up one, down one, up 10, down 10, you know, all those type of things that you face, you try to simulate them. You can't check all the boxes, but you try to give them a feel and what to go to when we get in those situations.
So you can map out the schedule, but it seemed like maybe not a bad time for this now, knowing that you're at the stretch of the regular season, Big Ten tournament, and what follows. What you're describing, it kind of sounds like a mini camp in some ways that you were able to get in.
It was a little bit. You know, the first day was mostly non-contact, and a lot of, you know, we went through through the Maryland tape and found a lot of good things we had done in that. So I want to make sure they understood how they closed the game out offensively in those last 12 possessions, and a couple, three mistakes defensively, let them hang around. So it's a good learning opportunity because, like I said, it won't be the last close game we're in.
Yeah, you mentioned that a couple of mistakes late in the game defensively, but for the most part defensively, you saw a lot of good things.
We did. We held them under one until the last, the couple threes we gave up. Mm-hmm. We fouled once in transition, which is, in transition that happens, and Jameer Young does a good job of putting pressure on you like that. So, but I thought offensively, we had 12 possessions in the last 4 minutes and change and scored on 9 of the 12 and ended up, I think, 19 points on 12 possessions. So, and shot the free throw line. You got there and we were able to capitalize and close the door at the line.
It always sounds so easy if you've never played it or if you've never been at the foul line at crunch time, but you guys, those last 42 seconds, about as close to perfection as you can get.
Yeah. I think we went 13 of 14 in the last four minutes, 15 seconds, and maybe missed one early in that string of 14 and then went on a pretty good run. But that was, that was important. You have to get in the bonus, get in the double bonus for those situations where you can maybe take a little bit of the pressure off as you come down the stretch, knowing you got two shots each time you come to the line.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk more about tonight's game, Wisconsin and Indiana. Pregame chat presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Sean Cleary here. I have been told we need to include a younger demo in our commercials. So like your local sports teams, I thought I would bring a DJ to stay. Whoa. Maybe we need to work on that. He is right, though. Check us out at clearybuilding.com for the building of your dreams. Sean Cleary out.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
We continue with Badgers head coach Greg Gard, Indiana, trying to find out some things, figure out some things. But the one thing that you guys have figured out looking at them is they don't lack for talent, do they?
Yeah, no, they're really, they played team's extremely tough. I know the record, maybe, again, we've said this for many teams in the league because we cannibalize each other so much. You know, but their record is, they're better than their record, I think, in terms of what they have on the floor. You know, Malik Renaud and Khalil Ware, who we didn't see at our place, was hurt at the time. Really a pretty good 1-2 punch inside. And then obviously Trey Galloway and Mbako and others that have helped them along the way. You know, they're a team that, you know, you just go through the films and start watching, you know, maybe not look at the final score. The one that really caught my attention was their game at Illinois, you know, right after they had played us. And it was a tie game with 2 minutes to go. And just, I thought, played really well in that game and have had good streaks of scenarios of playing really well. Just haven't been as consistent maybe as they would like. And I know the struggles of that.
You mentioned Khalil Ware, who did not play, as you mentioned, in the first game. You saw him last March, though. But for fans who maybe don't watch a ton of Indiana, give us a little refresher of what his game's about.
7-1, long, quick off the floor, shot blocker, you know, cleans up things around the rim. You know, the impressive part about the two post players is how well they pass to each other. You know, specifically Renaud to Ware, because Renaud garners a lot of attention. You got to send extra help towards him or crowd the area as much, and he does a really good job of finding Ware on the other side of the rim. So just that presence that, you know, the block is going to be occupied by two good players.
They have had games where they have hit threes, but we know their percentage isn't very good. You've already touched on it here. They kind of know who they are, and that's, well, they had 50 paint points, right, against Penn State. And Renaud, you mentioned, was, he's been a problem for a lot of teams. I know he loves the left hand, but he gets to that side.
He does. Too, you know, I said after we played him in our place, you remind me a lot of Trace Jackson Davis, you know, left-handed, but quick, you know, and for his size at 6'9", and you know, 240, whatever he is, he's got a good burst. He gets around people quick, and he plays physical. He comes at you, shoots a lot of free throws, and they do a good job of finding him and touching him in the right spots around the floor that put him in a position to be successful. So that's, you know, he is, for a sophomore, I think he's really taken a big jump. Been impressed with him on film.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Stay with us. We'll look around the Big Ten, presented by the Big Ten Network, in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The morning show on WFHR, it's different.
That's when all of a sudden, if you notice every other Batman costume, the cowl is not attached to the suit anymore.
Right.
And Batman can actually do this amazing thing where he turns his head. The Joker's masterful plan of going to the left. Serpentine! Quick penguin, serpentine!
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. only on locally grown radio.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
Pre-game coverage continues from Assembly Hall in Bloomington, Wisconsin, and Indiana tonight. Time now for the Big Ten Report, brought to you by the Big Ten Network. Well, we talked about it with Patrick a few minutes ago. Butchie is getting into the stretch drive. Two games in the conference tonight, one other outside of the Badgers and Hoosiers. Penn State against the Iowa Hawkeyes. Penn State coming off a pretty big week, winning at Rec Hall, its old home gym, and then winning at the Bryce Jordan Center against Indiana. First beating Illinois and then beating Indiana on Saturday. Iowa trying to work itself into consideration here. Played Illinois pretty well over the weekend, fell short, but you got two teams. We've talked about the jockeying for position. These two programs trying to feel a little mojo here hitting the stretch drive, too.
Well, they are. And you look at Iowa and what they're trying to do. Right now, Mike DeCourcy has them as one of the first four teams out. You can't, if you're Iowa, lose that game. It's one you've got to get, and then you get a chance to go on the road and play Northwestern, where that would be a marquee win for you to try to get you into the tournaments. So for Iowa, it is a huge game.
Tomorrow in the Big Ten, Northwestern is at Maryland. Minnesota will be at Illinois. You got Maryland, you know, trying to stay out of playing on the first day. They're a step ahead of Rutgers right now. Rutgers, Indiana, Ohio State, Michigan all in line as we speak.
to play on Wednesday. Minnesota, Illinois, that could be interesting. The Gophers certainly improved. Didn't go well for them over the weekend, but maybe they'll beat them up a little bit because we got the Fighting Illini coming into Madison on Saturday. So maybe Minnesota, if nothing else, can give them a good run.
Well, and they have, that's the thing with Minnesota. Last year you couldn't say that. This year they are giving everybody a run. And you have to pay attention to what Minnesota does. And that's an intriguing game because can you overlook and does Illinois overlook Minnesota knowing what they have coming up on Saturday at the Kohl Center?
And Nebraska plays at Ohio State on Thursday. Michigan is at Rutgers. Ohio State 2-1 under interim coach Jake Diebler. A buzzer beater on Sunday against Michigan State. Nebraska getting a road win here at Assembly Hall. And right now, as we talked about it, you know, Nebraska has the tiebreaker against Wisconsin, so that is a game worth watching as well. Even if you are a Badger fan, you wouldn't mind seeing Ohio State get one there.
No, and especially the way Ohio State's been playing, man. Like, I think it's doable. They've really turned it around, and they've offensively been a lot better. That's why they've been able to kind of find ways to get some wins here.
All right, that is your look around the Big Ten, presented by the Big Ten Network. When we continue, Butchie will give you his keys to tonight's game here in Bloomington. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our retirement ready roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Badger fans, it's your final chance to catch your ranked Wisconsin men's hockey team face off against Michigan State in their regular season finale this weekend. Secure your tickets now and get in on all of the action at the Kohl Center. For more information on Badger men's hockey and to get tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
It's Ford Truck Month. Are you ready? And we're celebrating 47 years as the best-selling trucks in America with special once-a-year offers on Ford F-Series. Are you ready? Featuring the new 2024 Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. Celebrate with us, America. This is Ford Truck Month. Based on 1977 to 2023 industry-reported total sales.
Hey, Badger fans, ready to make a career move that's sure to score big? Join our winning team at UW-Madison. From accountants and chefs to painters and veterinarians, we've got a diverse roster for all skills. As one of the largest employers in Wisconsin, we offer competitive salaries, state group health care, and opportunities to level up your talents. That's what you can expect when you work with Bucky at UW-Madison. Join our dedication to innovation and the Wisconsin idea. Apply today at jobs.wisc.edu/Bucky and score big with UW-Madison. Badgers pregame show continues. Wisconsin and Indiana tonight. Butchie, what do you have for the keys to the game?
I think first you have to take away easy buckets for Indiana, and that starts in transition. You've got to get in transition. You have to make sure that Indiana can't get any easy buckets there. Next, you've got to finish the possessions. You've got to go grab the ball, rebound it. You know Indiana, they've got a lot of bigs down there. Limit them to one shot. Finish that possession. And last, it's got to be post defense. You have to take care of the post when you talk about Indiana. You know the ball is going to get to wear and renew. How do you guard the post and then limit those guys? Don't let them get going. Those are three big things with this game.
Malik Renew had 28 points in the first game against Wisconsin. Khalil Ware did not play in that game in Madison. Those are your keys to tonight's game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
There's a new sheriff in town. Well, sort of. Lola is joining the Wood County Sheriff's Department. Her furry face and four legs will provide support to those behind bars. Here's Sheriff Sean Becker.
It's all connected, addiction, mental health, and the people that are incarcerated. It's a very, very high percentage of them are struggling from either addiction or mental health issues or illnesses or a combination or most likely both.
Our therapy animal is going to provide emotional support for people who are in distress. The inmates see her, focus on her. It makes them in a better place.
Lieutenant Susanna Wagner is Lola's partner. The two will be training together, then watch for them across the county. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Let's get to the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. Isaac Gard remains unavailable. Likewise, Kamari McGee, but Kamari's on the trip. The boot is off and able to do a little bit more. It's a very slow but sure process, and no exact timetable yet, Butchie, but still good to see him without the boot.
Well, it was like your workout today. Slow, and but you got it in. You
and
found a way to
and there's
it.
No timetable for me yeah. ever being in shape either. So, yeah, it's the same thing. Kamari might be a little bit more important. Indiana, let's keep an eye on some Indiana Hoosiers. Xavier Johnson, sounds like he will play. He has been out the last six games with an elbow injury. Trey Galloway and CJ Gunn also listed as questionable, anticipating both will be out there tonight. But the big news is the return, it looks like, of Xavier Johnson. That is your UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Now to the starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. First for Mike Woodson's Hoosiers. Up front, you'll have Malik Renew, 6'9", sophomore out of Miami, Florida, 16 points, 6 rebounds, 2.7 assists per game. Mackenzie Mbako, 6'8", freshman out of Gladstone, New Jersey, 11.5 points, 4 rebounds a game. In the middle is Khalil Ware, 7-footer, a sophomore from North Little Rock, Arkansas, a transfer from Oregon, 15 points, 9.5 rebounds, those 9.5 boards, third best in the Big Ten, also 1.7 blocks per game. In the backcourt, Trey Galloway, 6'5 senior out of Culver, Indiana, nearly 11 points, 2.7 rebounds, 4.3 assists. And Gabe Cupps will get a starting call again, 6'2 freshman out of Dayton, Ohio, 2.7 points and 2 rebounds per game. Same five as usual for Greg Gard's Badgers. Tyler Wall at 11.5 points, 6 rebounds a game. Stephen Crowell at 11 points, 7.7 boards, 2.2 dimes per contest. A.J. Storr, 16 points a game, 4 rebounds, and a backcourt combo of Max Klesmet, 9.5 points, about 2 rebounds, 1.5 assists per game. It was Klesmet who torched Indiana last month, 26 points, going 8 of 11 from the field and 5 of 7 from downtown, going on one of those heaters where he scored 20 consecutive points for Wisconsin. And Chucky Hepburn rounds out the starting five, 6'2 junior out of Omaha, 8.3 points, 3.3 rebounds, 3.7 assists per game, still sitting there at 3-1 assists to turnovers, and sitting, by the way, in his career at 915 points, scoring a bit more of late, 11.5 per over his last five. He had 11 points against Maryland last Tuesday. Indiana leads the all-time series, but Wisconsin's really flipped it in recent years. Well, actually, the past couple of decades, 24 of the last 28 have gone Wisconsin's way, including 11 of the last 13 matchups, going for the season sweep here of Indiana after Wisconsin
Madison took care of business in Madison on January 19th, 91-79. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is just moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey friends, Matsumat here for Brewpub Lotsa Matsa Pizza. Does it seem like you're camping in the forest of complaints when it comes to your kids and dinner time? Phrases like,
"What even is that?"
and
"We're having that again?"
or
"Seriously?"
are getting tossed around like a frisbee at the beach. I know you want to break free from the barrage of bemoaning, so toss in a Brewpub Lotsa Matsa Pizza for dinner tonight. That thin crust, delicious sauce, and mountain of mozzarella will have the kids singing your praises at dinner time. Snag a Brewpub Lotsa Matsa Pizza today from the freezer section in your local grocery store.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
You're at the game with your girl and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your odds are better here.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace.
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action. So when he yells,
"What?
You can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off on Wisconsin.
Plesman off the right wing, and the lane goes up left hand. Good off the glass. Snaps off a three right side. Book it. Chucky Hepburn for three. Crowd to the rim. Slam dunk.
Badger basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by Menards, save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
From Assembly Hall in Bloomington, Indiana, alongside Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Mike Henderson back at our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball. Just four Big Ten regular season games remaining. The Badgers sitting at 10-6, 18-9 overall, taking on the Indiana Hoosiers. They check in 6-10 in league play, 14-13 overall. Before we get started, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, it was February 13th, 2008. Pretty raucous atmosphere at Assembly Hall until our guy, Brian Butch, hit a three in the closing seconds. Indiana's prayer was unanswered at the buzzer, and it's amazing the warm welcome, Brian, that you get every time you walk in to this building.
It is. They had an invoice up here at the table for me to pay it because of the backboard I broke. But, no, it's great memories. I love this place. You know, we've walked in this place when I played here, and when I picked your brain right away, because I'm a history junkie when it comes to this game, and this place right here is one of those things. Now, recently, Wisconsin's had a lot of good memories here themselves, so that's fun to be a part of as a player, and it's been fun to see from afar to see these guys continue the success here. Now, will they have it tonight?
Yeah, it's amazing how this series has flipped. When Bob Knight, when they were in there, the height of their run, Indiana had beaten Wisconsin 31 consecutive times. But the Badgers have won 24 of the last 28, put 91 on the Hoosiers the first time around. But Butchie, as you mentioned, Khalil Ware was out with an injury. He's back now, and he is many things, including a rim protector,
well,
right?
And that's what he is. He is a